It's time for business news. Here's Petula Martin.
Thanks, Mary. What do Unpussed, Pennies, Stripe and the Department of Justice have in common? They all reported a gender pay gap of 0 or near 0%. Currys, Irish Rail, Musgraves and Kerry County Council posted negative gender pay gaps where women are paid more than men. There are still a significant number of firms that have gender pay gaps above the Irish average of 11.3%, including this organisation, RTE, which reported a gender pay gap of 13% in favour of men. Mary Connaughton is director of CIPD Ireland, the professional body for HR. Mary Connaughton, what did you think of the inaugural period of gender pay gap reporting?
We're delighted to see the reporting actually taking place and see that organisations now have to be far more transparent about the pay gap in their organisations. Overall, we're seeing quite a range of diversity coming through, and from our initial analysis we're seeing that there's good organisations, as you talked about, but then we have some organisations with pay gaps, you know, close to 50%. So there's a lot of work still to be done in Ireland to actually take action to close the gender pay gap.
And what are firms saying that they're going to do to address the gender pay gap?
Well, what we're seeing having an impact, and particularly in those organisations that don't really have a pay gap, as you mentioned, is we're seeing things like they're re-evaluating their recruitment process so that they are making sure that it's more competency-based, there isn't a bias coming in, and that women have a fair chance to be shortlisted and appointed. We're also seeing that there's much more focus in terms of the promotion and how promotions are happening. We're seeing that they look at their overall policy, so working with employees, what sort of policies would help make a better workplace, and gender and family are coming through. So they're improving their family policies and their access to family leave. And the other thing that's coming through is really around pay scales. So we are seeing in general that the public sector is coming through as being overall, we would say, lower than the private sector. And there's much more transparency in terms of pay scales and increments in the public sector. And we think that's a contributory factor. And that's actually a trend across Europe.
Okay. Now, if companies don't address the gender pay gap, what happens? Are there any penalties?
There is a capacity from the legislation for a review to take place and for there to be, you know, not necessarily sanctions, but an investigation into doing it. We think the real impact is actually in the general marketplace and trying to attract talent. So if you're working in an organisation that has a high gender pay gap, that's going to make women feel, is this a good place to work? And in the current labour market where companies are still recruiting and trying to attract new talent, it actually has a real importance from a talent agenda. So most employees out there where they're working in a large organisation over 250 should be able to go and find what their gender pay gap is for their organisation. And it's not terribly positive if you're finding there's a big gap.
But when you find that there's a big gap, what can employees do with that information?
Well, they can start to talk to the organisation about what they're going to do to close it. So in Ireland, companies had to give an action plan about what they were going to do. They vary a lot. So there's some really good ones, but there's some very weak ones out there too. So employees can raise their voice to make sure that there is a good action plan, that the employee voice is part of that action plan, and also that the action plan is implemented so that what is going to happen that'll change things over the next 12, 24 months.
CIPD Ireland says it's important companies have well-resourced HR teams. Not a surprise that you would say that, but does that help address the gender pay gap?
Not on its own, but in terms of making sure that there's education within the organisation about what needs to happen and that the correct policies are rolled out, that's where the profession comes in to support that. At the end of the day, it's the overall organisation that has to own this and the leadership team. And we are seeing that organisations which have low gender pay gaps actually have a much more inclusive approach right across the board, not just to gender.
Mary Connaughton, Director of CIPD Ireland, thank you for coming into studio this morning.